B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I may very well have an all animal related
holy hell
Bizarre File this story, and we're starting out for the theme on the first three stories. This might make you think of a certain horror film. A family in California is dealing with a strange infestation. Hundreds of migratory birds.
Oh, this is right out of Hitchcock.
A woman who only wants to be identified as Carrie says she returned to her home in Torrance on April 21st to find birds flying around inside the home. She called the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office, who referred her to animal control, but officials just advised her to leave the doors open and allow the birds to leave on their own.
Thanks for the help.
She said they made a mess of her home. They don't seem to want to leave. The birds are believed to be a bow swift, a species known for roosting in chimneys in large groups. Now, what I'm not sure about is if this is the same story that I have here. And this is a woman who had about a thousand small birds trapped in a chimney. This is in Santa Barbara County. And I saw a picture of, you wouldn't believe it. So she's got like a glass cover over the front of the chimney. Did you see this?
I did see it.
I mean, they're
crazy
in there. Firefighters were called. About 1,000 small birds were trapped in the chimney. Firefighters and staff of the Santa Barbara County Animal Services worked together to safely free the birds. They had hoped that the birds would fly out of the flue on their own overnight. But when they returned in the morning, the birds were still trapped at the base of the fireplace. Animal Services then worked to design a chute system that would funnel the birds out of the fireplace, not shoot like with a gun.
Yes, a machine gun.
Yeah. And they release him.
They got that shooting system.
They release him through the home's back doors, and the birds were finally released. But it was an insane problem. And then a sleepy Aussie suburb resembled the scene right out of, as you would imagine, Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. After a massive flock of cockatoos descended upon the neighborhood. And I mean, it's tons of birds all over the neighborhood.
And they're bigger birds.
A video of the aerial invasion is currently ruffling feathers online. The 45
it's a good one.
Second clip depicts thousands of white Corella cockatoos shrieking wildly as they as they carpet streets, rooftops, and lawns in Nara, South Wales. New South Wales. Parrots taking over a town might not sound particularly terrifying. However, the angry birds, which are native to the region, are incredibly destructive, with past invasions resulting. Somebody shoot that goddamn bird.
By the way, that bird deserves to be shot.
Past invasions resulting in wrecked storefronts and roads littered with bird droppings.
You got to imagine the amount of crap. It's got to be ridiculous.
Unfortunately, not much can be done to mitigate the mayhem, as the birds are a protected species.
They actually brought Bubba in to talk to him.
But did they maybe get talk some sense into him?
This is Bubba.
Now, in Oklahoma City, police officer rescued a woman and her son and their dog from being stuck in a chicken coop, a predicament that the young boy didn't mind at all. A mighty wind came a rolling through, and it blew the coop's door shut, trapping the family inside the coop, which locks from the outside. The Oklahoma City Police Department received a frantic 911 call from a concerned citizen who found a woman, her son, and their dog trapped in the chicken coop.
Yes, I just discovered a couple of people trapped in my chicken coop.
The citizen said that they were outside in their backyard feeding the chickens and ducks when they got locked into the pen. They said, "We need some help. Do you know if an officer can come out and help us?" The lock-in caused anxiety for the mom, but for her son, it was quality time with his fine feathered friends. The officer who rescued the trio made the kid a junior officer. In return, the police's newest and youngest recruit gave the officer a personally written note thanking the officer, saying, "My mama was just about going crazy."
Gene Simmons of the rock group Kiss, "I'm deputizing you. You're now deputy chicken."
He said, "I was just having fun with the ducks and the chickens, so I was
that
fine."
Would be fun.
Yeah.
For a while.
All right. And then with that, I'd never heard of this before, and I figured I'd put it in because of the subject matter. While many Americans have adopted puppies or kittens to cope with the pandemic lockdowns, others are turning to chickens for comfort.
Are you kidding?
Caring for the domestic fowl can provide a sense of self-sufficiency and domesticality, as well as companionship on par with mammals, owners say, and fresh daily eggs. So the rent-a-chicken concept varies, but most companies provide 2 to 4 laying hens for anywhere from 4 to 6...
I'm going to be in town for 2 weeks. I'd like to rent a chicken, please.
For anywhere from 4 weeks to 6 months. Roosters are generally too aggressive. The animals...
Just send it up to my room.
The animals are delivered with their own coop, which is secure against predators, food, bedding, and educational materials.
I'll tell you what. People I know, Sarah, who does the cakes for the show a lot of times, she got a chicken coop. She loves these chickens. They're, like, very relaxing. It's almost a zen thing.
Yeah, and they come to love their personality
as
well.
Yes, they do have apparently distinct personalities.
From what I understand.
That's what I've been telling you.
There's some places, there's a place called Rent-A-Hen, and there's another one called Rent-A-Coop.
Can you lease a chicken?
I don't know. Maybe there's a rent option to buy, possibly. But nonetheless,
lease a lemur.
I will bet there are some around here as well that that you can rent. I mean, you guys did the egg thing.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
That's a terrible story. A Texas man died after going into cardiac arrest when he was attacked by an aggressive swarm of bees outside of his home. Thomas Hicks, who was 70 years old, was mowing his lawn Monday when he was repeatedly stung by the bees.
Outside, did he run over a nest?
Outside of his home in West Dallas. The fire department said first responders faced a very aggressive bee activity when they arrived at the home. Medics and firefighters attempted emergency care, but he died. His wife, Zoni Hicks, said that she had been out grocery shopping. She returned to find her husband screaming and covered in bees. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
So she said you couldn't even see his back and his whole head. He was completely covered.
So sometimes there are bee nests in the ground, and it does happen. I don't know if he actually went under a tree, though, or something. Whatever it was, it didn't turn out well.
One of the firefighters in the house removed their protective gear because the wife, she was actually stung repeatedly. He took off his gear and put it on her.
Oh.
And another firefighter...
He let himself get stung?
No. Another firefighter led her out of the house.
Right. Jesus.
And so sheriff's deputies and firefighters went door to door making sure that people didn't go outside or use outside noise-making equipment.
Yeah.
I guess bees are drawn to
I have loud noises. My neighbors love that. I have outdoor noise-making equipment.
Oh, okay. Well, don't use that when bees are around. A beekeeper offered his specialized equipment to assist locating the hive and remediating it. Okay. Remediating it.
Yeah, it's like leveling it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
They were successful. were successfully located the removing of the hive. So, all right. Hold on. Stop. Not when somebody dies. Thank you.
All right. But it was a good shot, though.
So, thank you. That's why I was waving you off the whole time. Don't do that.
I apologize.
That's okay. All right. So, here's another bee story.
Yeah, get it ready.
The last thing Sarah Norton expected when she went to do some yard work last July was a near-death experience. She said, from the moment I got stung to the moment I went down was 7 minutes. She said, I got, like, the little handsaw and was trimming the bushes, and then I felt some burning on my hands. That burning was a swarm of bees from an underground hive, just like
she
you
didn't
were
die
talking.
Right, so go ahead.
Near death, right?
Yeah. Near death. Yes. So, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Bees! Bees everywhere!
All right, so the burning was a swarm of bees from an underground hive. Moving away slowly, though, she retreated inside. She said, I went into the garage, realized that I had been stung because I felt burning on my legs and on my back. But after calling her husband, she asked her two kids if they could get her some Benadryl. She said, I was trying to get a glass of water, and I couldn't do it, so I knew my motor functions were failing fast. She had an allergy.
Yes, absolutely.
So after a few futile attempts to dial her husband back, Sarah managed to click on his number. She said, as soon as I heard his voice, I said, you know something's wrong. And with that, I went out and I collapsed. So she said,
oh, man,
it was the drop-in feature on her Amazon Echo show, which helped her husband coach her son and neighbor to help save her life.
Do you guys use that? Do you have an Echo show at home?
No.
All right.
What's the drop-in feature?
It basically allows you to do a video chat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was able to walk them through getting me on my side. At that point, I was blue, foaming from the mouth.
Huh.
He was able to coach them on getting the EpiPens and how to use them. Paramedics later told her the way her family and neighbor used the Amazon device she works for the company, by the way, was crucial.
Interesting.
And it saved her life. So that form of communication.
Expect that to hop up in an Amazon commercial soon.
Was able to save her life. So it was pretty wild. A married couple from Haifa, Israel, is getting divorced because of the city's problem with wild boars roaming freely. The couple are planning on getting their divorce after wild boars infiltrated their private garden.
Would you like to come over and watch television with me?
Oh, you're so boring.
No, boar. Like a pig. So the couple...
Yeah, they can be very vicious.
...seems to disagree about the proper way of addressing the issue, and it just might cost them their marriage. The husband has been married to his wife for 17 years, recently sent his wife a warning letter through an attorney claiming that she had been avoiding dealing with the boars entering their garden and that he fears for his life. He said, I'm afraid of them attacking me. They've already attacked people in the city. It's a life-threatening situation. In the letter, the husband mentions that his wife encourages the boars to roam freely in their private garden.
Freaking boars?
He said she lets them come in and feeds them. Freaking boars.
Freaking boars.
It's really bizarre.
Over here in Heifetz.
He had even called professionals to help keep the boars away, but his wife opposed to the idea.
Close anytime, day or night, if you have a boar problem, they're there.
His wife, in turn, said that she likes the wild boars.
They're not pleasant animals.
Adding that if her husband insists on keeping them away, he is welcome to stay away himself, and she has since filed for divorce.
Listen, whatever you do when you get married, it's good sage advice to anyone who's getting married soon. Don't let boars come between you and your wife.
Exactly. Yeah, those things can kill you, dude.
Absolutely can.
Yep, no question. One last story. A resident in Sydney, Australia, Jarrah Braley, was enjoying an afternoon walk on Wettigo's Beach.
Boars!
When she spotted a giant octopus.
Oh, my God. This is another animal.
Slide across the sand. She said it was absolutely crazy. I couldn't believe it. She said it was... he was running towards her. He said it was really cool. It was changing color depending on whether it was underwater or on the sand, on the rocks, to camouflage itself. She asked him. Oh, he just returned from the Academy Awards.
Here we go. Okay, I'll sign whatever you want.
Oh, he's signing autographs. The estimated.
You can sign eight at a time.
The thing is huge. It's massive. Video of it. She estimated each tentacle to be up to 30 centimeters long. It was absolutely massive.
And there are barbs on those tentacles as well that help them hold on to things.
Despite never having seen an octopus of that size, Ms. Braley said that she didn't fully comprehend how rare the sighting was until her social media was flooded with comments from friends overseas. She said, I didn't really think anything of it until I started getting all these messages about it. Especially from my friends in New Zealand and the U.S. And she said, this is just another day on the Australian beach. So...
Yeah, what a nightmare.
Yeah, those things are protected, too.
Australian beaches are nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Inland is a nightmare. Your house, the bugs, everything.
Yeah.
Everything that's pleasant and benign here, the most unassuming, mild creature here becomes deadly the second it's... in Australia.
And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.